Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Her name is Kelly MacDonald, and she's next.
And now, from the legendary Studio B, so you're in Seattle with Gregor.
From the University of Washington, a Husky, to Cirque du Soleil, Roosevelt High School, to trapeze and flying through the air, Kelly MacDonald is our local star and artist, performing at Mary Moore Park this month. Why? Well, because Cirque du Soleil is here. Lucia is the name of the show. Through May 21st, you can see her. It was very strange because there she is performing. I don't know that she's local, and you hear people going crazy for her. And I'm like, well, that was cool, but like, everyone is pretty cool at this. Yeah, well, she's local, you dummy. Huge fan base, lots of support, parents that are proud of her and selling a lot of tickets just on their enthusiasm. We'll find out what it takes to be someone in a circus at that level. I apologize for making you get up so early.
No, this is great. I love being in Seattle. We have blue skies.
Yeah, it's not bad to have a little bit of, it's been real miserable here.
It's been gray.
You guys hide under that tent a lot. Then.
Exactly.
I guess would have to happen.
We bring our own rain, too, so.
Now, you grew up here.
I did grow up here.
Which is so cool to be back here.
This is amazing.
Are you staying with your folks?
I'm not. I'm staying in Redmond because we have shows 6 days a week, yeah. So it's would be a bit of a commute across 520 every day.
Sure.
But
Where's home?
Where's home?
Yeah.
By Green Lake.
Oh, cool.
Really, so in Seattle.
You're in the city.
Yeah.
The thing that no one can get to now anymore because it's so
exactly.
expensive.
Exactly.
You have to be a part of it.
You have to be born into it.
What was your gymnastics school? I know you're a gymnast
I started at Seattle Gymnastics Academy, and then I switched to Cascade Elite Gymnastics.
Cool.
And competed at that club through high school, and then was recruited by University of Washington and competed there for 4 years.
Were you happy to stay in Seattle for UW, or did you want to explore the world a little bit? Or?
Well, I was really happy. I loved UW. I loved the coaching there. I loved being on campus and still being close to family. But I lived on campus still, so I moved away. You know, I moved about 5 minutes away.
You stuck at home and do laundry and do all that.
Exactly. I would have my sister come pick up the laundry, actually. Even better.
That's perfect. Okay, so you go to... I don't know what the arc is for being a gymnast. I don't know if there's, like, really a long professional career that you can aim to do.
Exactly. A lot of people think you peak in your teenage years, which is normally true for gymnastics and for Olympic level or high level competing. So I was fortunate I got to compete past high school and I competed NCAA gymnastics.
Cool.
And then usually you're done and you get a quote normal job and you continue with your life. And that was my plan.
Yeah, you were studying international business is
yes,
what I see here.
Yes, exactly.
Well, so two things then. What were you going to do with international business?
Business.
Yeah, okay.
Stuff.
Start a company somewhere internationally?
Exactly. I didn't have a exact plan, and I loved getting my education at UW, and I love that I have it, and I can go back to that anytime because can't always be an acrobat forever. So I'm super happy that I got that, and then I was able to find the acrobatic career path, and I fell in love with that all over. So it was different than gymnastics, but it used everything I'd learned doing gymnastics my whole life since I was 5 years old. And I, in essence, got to be drafted like you do in different sports. That doesn't happen in gymnastics. So I was able to use my career that a lot of people don't get to use and
sure.
transition and continue to grow with it, continue to learn new things, and I still get to.
Is there any allure to doing international business that you get hooked up with an international circus company like Cirque?
Exactly, and I think it can. Cirque is a great company, and there's a lot of opportunities outside of being a performer, and so as I get to know the company, I'm more and more impressed with it, and maybe someday I would transition to different roles. But for now, I'll continue to be on stage as long as I can.
Sure, why not? It's
exactly.
fun. It looks super fun, at least.
Thank you.
If not a bit dangerous, just to keep you awake every
exactly.
day.
exactly. Keep it exciting. Keep you on your toes.
Now, gymnastics to me, watching, for me, it's always the Olympics or something
right.
like that. It's very precise. So her foot was out of place. That's going to cost her some points, that type of thing. You're watching people be very precise.
Right.
And for me, this type of performing, it's a lot more expressive. There's like a feeling like you're walking this incredibly fine edge, like on the tippiest of tippy toes.
Right.
How did you make that transition from the very crisp, very precise nature to something much more?
Yeah. Well, in gymnastics, just like you said, the idea is that you're being judged. And so you have judges, you have rules, and you have to stay within those rules, and you have to maximize your point by being perfect at that. And transitioning into performing and being an acrobat and being in shows, like in Lucia and Cirque du Soleil, is that your world opens wide. So you get rid of those rules, and people aren't looking to judge you. They want to be impressed. They still want you to do things that blow their mind, and they want to be either touched emotionally or surprised, and they want you to impress them that way, but they're not looking for the rules. So it's our job now is to find new ways to do things and new ways to impress you. And I feel that on stage too. Whenever I'm on stage is that I get a new audience and I get to do something a little different. I'm the goal is not to do the exact same every single time. It's to feel the energy I'm getting to do big tricks, but to do them in a way that tells more of a story instead of following the rules.
Also, it feels like there's a buzz in that room that I'm sure is not in your typical gymnastics competition.
Absolutely. Yeah, you get the live music, you get other performers on stage, and I am working with a team now in my act Adagio instead of by myself, like in gymnastics, where it's up to you to get the score. So now in Lucia, I get to work all throughout the show with amazing performers and musicians and scenery and all of our props that we get to use that just adds. So you're in a new world and you get to share that world with the audience.
And Cirque always nails that. That's like the fun thing about it is you're leaving Redmond for, 2 hours to enter into something that feels very mysterious.
Exactly.
How much of your own performance there with your team, there's 4 of you, I believe, if I remember correctly, if my notes serve me correctly, you're being tossed around, essentially.
I am.
That's what it looks like by 3 juggling men.
Right.
And you're what they're juggling there. How much, like, who is coordinating that? How much practice goes into that?
So it's a lot of hours of practice, and we have a whole team behind us. So we had coaches during our creation and choreographers, but the team in Adagio itself, we had so much to do with creating the act, and we made the skills that we do there, and we decided what we could do together and choreographed a lot of the routine as well. So you have ownership over what you're doing on stage, and you get to feel what your strengths are and what your team's strengths are to create something that's the best that you can all perform together.
Well, 2 things then. One, it makes you into an artist and not just a performer, I would imagine.
Exactly.
Cool.
And you get to continually tweak the act too to improve it, and so it feels new. So the audience is seeing a fresh act every time. You don't feel like you get bored or that you're in the routine of doing something. So you are fresh every show for the audience.
Now, you mentioned coaches and people that are helping you create this. How many people are responsible for a 4-person performance there?
Well, you have everybody that's behind the whole show. So there's the director who wrote the script for the show. And so they had the idea and they knew they wanted 4 people in this act. And so then you have the conceptors and you have the person who designed the scene. And you have numerous people from before I even was on board with the show who thought of it until after the creative people leave, and the people that kind of continue to maintain the show. So they're the eyes outside that
Hold
we
on.
Can't see.
So you auditioned in 2015. That's 2 years ago.
Exactly.
And this was already in concept way back then?
Yeah. So a lot of times to create a show is about a 2-year process. And so I was involved 7 months before the show opened, but it had been in the works much earlier than that.
How many performances have you put in, do you think?
Over 400.
Oh, okay, so you guys are
well-oiled by this time.
Yeah,
exactly.
Wow, I can only imagine the strain that it puts on the bodies. You are flying through the air a lot, so your danger is in making sure that you're rotating correctly. Someone's catching you.
Exactly.
But I can only imagine the guys that are catching you, how much stress and strain goes into that.
Yeah, and they do a great job of maintaining their conditioning and any help they need. We have athletic trainers, and we have people that help us maintain physically what we need to maintain, and so that we know what we're creating too, and we know that we have to do up to 10 shows a week, and so it's our job as a professional performer to maintain our bodies and our team as we need to be able to compete or to perform.
I read you're an understudy for trapeze. Understudy for you?
We do have two flyers, so we rotate, and that's also to keep the act fresh, and so that if something happens, we can give the same act every night.
Do acts ever get like maybe scrubbed from a certain night because somebody's injured, or is there always someone to back up?
We try to have backups ready for all of the acts, and so it's a newer show. We're still working on getting everything backed up, but it's pretty good at trying to cover all of the bases.
Where do you learn all this stuff? I imagine in some magical spaceship somewhere.
Yeah,
or something
we have
like that.
Magical spaceships.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So
good.
It's hard. There's no address for that. No.
I'm pretty intuitive about these things. I get it, yeah.
We have the training space we need all travels with us. So we have the big top is where the stage is and where the audience gets to see the show. And they have the front of house where you'll get your popcorn and all your fun souvenirs. And then behind that, we have an artistic tent where we do all of our training. We have gym space. We have rehab space if you need to be training, recovering from any injuries or some stress. We have our wardrobe department. So everything's taken care of on our site.
Wow, that's incredible. I can only imagine how many people are actually out there. I know it takes days to build the tent, like a week or something
right.
like that. How many people are like kind of buzzing around that we don't see?
So we have 44 artists that travel and about 150 crew in total that travel, but then on site they have local hires that help with the setup and tear down of the tents. You have local people that help with selling tickets and front of house operations, and so there's always in new city you see fresh faces all the time depending on where you get your hires from, so it's like a new experience even for us in every city.
Oh my God, that's so cool that you're that so much trust goes into all these people.
Definitely.
All doing their jobs correctly.
Yeah.
And
and right. It's very impressive to see how they are a well-oiled machine. They know how to take it down, set it up. We have a week between cities, and it's like that's where you get your adrenaline, too, to see how the tent is set up in a new city so quickly, and they do a great job every time.
In the performance or in the practice area, in your rehearsal area, is there a stage that you're working off of? Is it like a...
No, so there's no stage. We have training areas, so depending if you're doing a sear wheel and you need a hard floor, there's a hard floor. If you're training some more acrobatic things and you want softer mats, we have those, and everything can be moved. We have the poles that you see in the show. We have a big swing that you see in the show, all backstage, but they're set up in a different orientation than you see on stage.
How much do you want to visit Mexico, or has this ruined Mexico for you?
No, I am thrilled by the theme of the show. It's inspired by Mexico. Our music is amazing, the colors, the costume, all of the inspiration we get from there. And I've been to Mexico since I started the show, and you see a lot of the inspiration there. I think they did a great job, and I would love to go back.
Do you get that week in between cities off to get there?
Yes. So we have the time between the cities to take a break for our bodies. You can travel if you wish. You can go straight to the next city you're going to and kind of do a little of touring, because once we start the shows, we get pretty busy.
Yeah, I imagine doing all these radio interviews and everything.
That's right.
Now, to be fair, your PR team did a great job, and this is my fault, but I had no idea that we had a local artist performing.
Yeah.
And when I saw the show, and then like you're flipping through the air, and people are like, it's like extra clapping and maybe some or whatever. How does that change the performance when you know that there's that many local people there cheering on?
Oh, it is like electricity out there. It is so fun. I get excited to show my city and everybody that helped me get into where I am now. I get to show them what I'm doing, and it's something that I'm really proud of. I'm proud of what we created, and it's such a powerful moment when I go out on stage and I can hear that support from the city that I love, and each night, you feel that energy, and it's awesome.
Oh, it's fantastic. We feel it too, like the opposite from you guys responding
Great.
To it. It's like really neat to be, and there's not a bad seat in the house,
right,
and it's
yeah.
like it's it feels so intimate. Like, it's unbelievable how well thought out it is to make that happen. I'll spoil something. I hate to be that guy, but having lived in the desert myself for a while in northern to the north of Mexico, there in the Sonoran Desert, all of a sudden rain starts pouring in this
yeah.
set. Is there an added extra element of danger in that? Do you come across that at all?
It was definitely something during the creative process that everyone had to adapt to, and so it was learning what you can do in the rain and what you can adjust so that you're doing impressive skills and you are doing it safely, mm-hmm. where the ground might be slippery or your apparatus is getting wet. And so it was a learning curve, but what we're doing out there is safe but still exciting for everybody to see.
Have you tried on any of those silverfish heads?
I have. I've been a tuna head, and it's great. No peripheral vision, but...
Of course.
Yeah.
I saw them. I was walking by Nordstrom or something like that, and one of the window displays, there was an ad for Lucia, and as I go by, I'm like, wait a second, I recognize that
yeah.
bird suit and the fish head. What's going on here?
Exactly. They migrated.
I definitely want to try that on. All right. When you're watching the show, are you still wowed by it? Are the other artists still getting you to be like, oh, that was a good one?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we don't get to see it from the front ever. So we get to see it from screens backstage, or we get to see people warming up or training new skills, and it's inspiring every day. So we have world record holders in what they do. We have people that are literally the best in the world at what they do. So it's easy to be inspired when you're surrounded by that kind of people.
That's fantastic. Now, if you could do one other thing, we'll just assume you could learn it in a overnight. We could snap and
okay.
you would know it. What would another act be that you would want to try?
I would do the Russian swing, the finale.
The big Russian swing going back
yes,
and forth. With
I love to fly.
Huge
so.
Amount of danger. You go 30 feet in the air.
Yeah,
in
they
that.
Go up to the roof. So oh. I would love to fly like that.
That's the one I would say that I would want to do the least, personally. And then a final question for now. I'm gonna hold on to this for the radio. We'll save one for the radio
All
for
right,
people that are
good.
Actually listening. Kelly McDonald, excuse me, performing Adagio. Just one of the it felt like probably about 20 different acts that happen during Lucia, the Cirque du Soleil, performing right now at the out in Redmond at Mary Moore Park. So fantastic talking to you. I have no idea how this works, and I feel like there's
you.
A lot of languages being spoken
exactly.
and a lot of people communicating artistically. Thanks for taking some time to come in and just talk to us and explain it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to So You're in Seattle with Gregor. Follow him on Twitter at HeyGregor. Find more episodes online at SoYou'reInSeattle.com. So You're in Seattle is a Burrito Butt production.
Yeah, you're a good dog, Chowder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.